7WHUD playing today's hits, yesterday's favorites, the most music for your workday. We're Mike and Casey.
It starts next week. Westchester Magazine's Wine and Food Festival. Beers and burgers and spirits and food trucks and award-winning chefs. For all the information, visit westchestermagazine.com/winefood. Blake Leonard, it's Mike and Casey. We're happy to get to know you.
Hi, nice to meet the both of you. Sue Leonard is my father. I am one of the older of our sort of generation. So this is our second annual year of partnering with Westchester Wine and Food Festival as an official sponsor for all of the alcohol. As you are, you know, eating and drinking your way through all of the incredible events, there is wine, beer, and spirits at every event. And we have worked with all of our wineries and all of the, you know, our best-selling brands to have them come and pour at all of these events. Sue Leonard's Wines and Spirits of Yonkers has been in the community, you know, for over 20 years. You know, so has, you know, our food store, Sue Leonard's. And so what's so much fun is we get to work with a lot of our friends. Chef Peter Kelly from X2O is, you know, hosting events and is participating the whole week long. Kevin Zarelli, who is, you know, a world famous wine educator, also a friend of ours. You know, we've been working really closely with him on what wines he'll be pouring at, you know, the events throughout the week. So we just love it. It's so much fun. And then we even are entering one of our burgers into the Burger and Beer Blast, which is happening the Thursday of the event. You know, one nice thing is there's a wine collector's dinner on Friday, June 10th at X2O. And it's special to my heart because we actually are raising money for the charity that my parents started after my little brother drowned, our Sue Leonard's Water Safety Foundation. All of the proceeds from the night will be going to help little kids to learn how to swim. This time of year, there's, you know, nothing more important as all the pools are open now and all the little kids are out swimming. So it's definitely, you know, just raising the awareness to be safe around the water.